Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I believe that the most overused word in the English language is without a doubt the word awesome. It has become a tired and meaningless descriptor, lacking zip and zest. I've heard it used when I request pickles on a sub sandwich or know my name at a hotel check-in. Awesome. No, that's not awesome. Nor is a food picture posted on social media. When someone tells you that you have food in your teeth, well, it's splendiferous, but not even close to awesome. Finding a parking space may be cool, but not awesome. One dictionary describes awesome as fear mingled with reverence, a feeling produced by something majestic, grand, extremely powerful, as in awe of God. God's creation is awesome. And so, right here, right now, I wish to make an announcement, to serve notice, to issue a royal proclamation, an edict, a decree. Until further notice, the word awesome has been officially semi-retired. Hitherto and henceforth, anyone caught employing it wrongly will be sentenced to an instant timeout. Wait, you say, hold on, what about those magical moments in life? Like when you find that spot on the dog that makes its leg go crazy. Or when you find money you didn't know you lost. Or pull up to a red light and the guy in front of you nudges forward a bit so you can make that right turn. Or you pull on underwear fresh out of the dryer. Ah, that's splendiferous. Not awesome. Today, I sneezed 3 times in a row at breakfast, just as a text arrived from Tennessee from my lifelong friend and best man at my wedding, Dave Adkins. Just before lunch, I dislodged a piece of popcorn that was stuck in my teeth since the night before. That was far out, but not awesome. Last week, all in one day, I hit 6 green lights in a row, pulled a perfect parallel park on the first try, rescued an eyelash from my eye, managed to squeeze out enough toothpaste for 1 last brush, then multitasked while flossing my teeth. That was out of sight, but not awesome. Recently, my grandson sat on my lap and steered my car, not on the highway, but on their farm. That was priceless. Roasted the perfect marshmallow and plunged it in chocolate. That was scrumptious. Discovered that the socks from our dryer all matched up. That was mesmerizing. Watched an old couple dance. That was inspiring. Read the nutritional label on a bag of chips and ate them anyway. That was terrifying. But awesome? No. Awesome should be reserved for those moments when we're stunned by the transcendent radiance of God. Here are 7 of his characteristics that I find awesome. He's approachable. Tim Keller said the only person who dares wake up a king at 3 a.m. for a glass of water is a child. We have that kind of access. Come to him anytime, anywhere, with anything. That's awesome. God is wise, light years beyond us, yet he offers wisdom to those who ask. He's extravagant. He has given us richly all things to enjoy. He's selfless. He sent his only son that we might have life. Jesus became a servant, gave up his rights, gave up heaven that we might have it. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. He created it all, and he knows the end from the beginning. He's measureless. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. He's eternal. God has always been and will always be. He's not worried about world events as we are. He will one day work even this together for our good and bring us home. Take the first letters of each word and you have an acronym: approachable, wise, extravagant, selfless, omnipotent, measureless, eternal. That, my friend, is awesome.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.